Our next story contains disturbing details. Victims of child sexual abuse have told the Royal Commission that the behaviour of some former teachers at Sydney's Knox Grammar School was so well known it was considered normal. Former students have cast a revealing light into decades of abuse at the prestigious school run by the Uniting Church, saying they were molested both on and off the school grounds. Many turned to substance abuse to cope. Now one of the perpetrators has given evidence. Thomas Ariti reports.
Knox Grammar prides itself on traditions, values, and a world-class psychology and mentoring program. But as the Royal Commission into Child Sexual Abuse continues, more former students are exposing a dark side of the school's history. Corin Tambling recalls his life as a Knox boarder in the 1980s, when he befriended his teacher, Craig Treloar.
Treloar would allow a select few students to watch videos in his private room. I believe he identified and chose me to be part of this small group of students who were allowed to watch R-rated videos in his private room. I thought I was lucky to be allowed to do so, and we became known as Treloar's Boys.
A man known as ASG was also one of the boys. He says he was abused by Craig Treloar and boarding master Damien Vance, usually on weekends, when they gave him alcohol.
The abuse happened in the rooms where they resided. I don't recall much of the specifics of the abuse, as I was usually heavily intoxicated with alcohol.
Damien Vance was called to give evidence this afternoon about another incident in 1987. He was accused of touching a student in a room underneath the Knox Chapel. But when the former headmaster, Ian Patterson, found out, Vance was simply asked to leave.
He mentioned that some parents were coming down on Saturday, would be coming down on Saturday, and it would be in your best interest not to be here.
Vance was allowed to continue teaching until his arrest in 2009. He was released on a good behaviour bond, while Craig Treloar was sent to jail for 2 years. For Corin Tambling, that was a quarter of a century too late.
The motto of Knox is a Latin phrase, virile agitur. In my time, it was translated as act like a man. Imagine then a Roman soldier. My experience and subsequent ongoing punishments and denials of justice rendered me with no shield, no armour, no clothes, no sheath. Simply a naked man flaying a sword, causing much harm to both myself and others.
Scott Ashton shares that memory. He's described being molested by another Knox teacher, Barry Stewart, when he was 9 years old. Mr. Ashton sat next to his friend at today's hearing, the prominent Sydney dominatrix Gretel Pinniger, also known as Madame Lash, who read his statement.
I was too shocked, too ashamed, and too confused by this behaviour. What especially confused me was that it seemed open and normal in the context of the Knox environment. It was so common, I wasn't even sure that it was wrong for teachers to touch me like that.
After he left Knox, Scott Ashton turned to drugs and sex work. Then one day, he was invited to a party.
There were about 10 Knox teachers, including Stuart, Nisbet and Vance, all three of whom have been charged by police. There were other teachers as well, and it was apparent to me that there was a large pedophile cohort at the school. There were also two other boys who were then current students at Knox at the party. I was given cocaine and paid nearly $1,000 for attending the party and had anal sex with a Craig Treloar.
Craig Treloar continued to teach at the school for years. Today, the mother of a former student told the commission that Treloar abused her son in 2002 when he was 10 years old. She wants to know why the former teacher walked free from jail before her son walked out of hospital.
He was diagnosed with anxiety, then depression, then post-traumatic stress disorder, bipolar disorder with psychotic episodes, personality disorder, then back to bipolar disorder, brought on by traumatic experience.
Craig Treloar is expected to give evidence in the coming days.
Tom Ariti.